Here we go. And 3, 2. 5, 4, 3. 5, 4, 3. 5, 4, 3, 2, 4, 3, 2, 4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scheid Show.
Hey!
I'm Robert Scheid.
Good morning, Robert.
Sitting across from me is Brian Gerard.
Hello, ladies.
And Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Robert, what is the best way to live your life so that you can have a quick death?
Oh.
To have a quick death?
The best way to live your life so you can have a quick death?
That was my question, yeah. And it was to Robert.
Okay. It was to me. There's the responsible way, which is eat healthy, exercise. It'll be a long life, and eventually you'll just die of old age. Mm. Some people think that's like a petering out.
Uh-huh.
So the just completely irresponsible way is own an extremely fast car, drive fast, and don't have your seatbelt on.
Yeah!
And eat candy for breakfast.
Yeah, well, eat whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You can die tomorrow if you really want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suicide? Are you talking about suicide? You could die tomorrow if you really
want
to?
You know what? Well, yeah, it's essentially a suicidal behavior. It's not suicide.
Like back when I smoked for 12 years.
Was that the intention there?
You don't think that's suicidal?
No.
Well, that's certainly... I mean, in the end, it is, right?
Yeah, it's kind of
suicidal. End game is... Most likely going to be cancer related.
Yeah,
maybe not.
It's just an extraordinarily slow moving bullet.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're like in the
one
Matrix.
That you can like, yeah, walk away from, come
just
back,
like,
it's still moving.
Yeah, or you can just turn and slowly walk away from it, and it'll never catch you.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
do you
it'll
think
always
that,
catch you?
If eventually. People kill themselves, they'll go to hell.
Well, I don't believe in heaven or hell, so
I mean,
no.
Come on, Greg. How what? That's pretty common knowledge.
Yeah,
what,
at this point.
Brian, what? Robert doesn't believe in heaven and
yeah.
hell.
That yeah. Robert, do you, Robert doesn't believe, period.
I'm asking you if
you think
that people kill themselves, they're going to go to hell.
No, I don't believe that at all.
What do you think happens if people kill themselves?
Lights out. Done.
Sheets?
Sheets to the wind.
Oh, God. Is she still living next door?
Yeah.
I thought she... I honestly, we hadn't heard from her in a while.
I thought she moved.
No.
And I thought she had moved out.
No.
I thought she was gone.
Did you?
When you came in, did you wave to her?
I'll go say hi to her. And get ready.
You'll go. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hey there, Luisa.
Hola. Donde Roberto?
I'm not here.
He's not here right now. He told me and Brian to come over and Brian, say hi.
What's up, Luisa? I mean, Luisa.
Luisa.
Okay. Always miss it.
Yeah, Robert's just—he went to the Home Depot right now.
Louise
went to Robert. Sorry, Louise. Robert went to
My
Home Depot.
My name is Louise. Hola.
What do you need,
Louise? I think we're in the middle of something. You should probably. Go. We'll give this pie.
There, man.
Sorry. We'll give this pie to. You want this for? What did you? What
I'll
is this?
It.
I don't.
I'll
want
take
the pie.
It.
No.
It's chocolate mousse pie. We
I
all thank you.
I made this chocolate for Roberto.
And what's on top of it? Lucky Charms.
He is my hero.
Okay.
Just take the pie.
I got
and make
it.
Leave.
Thank you, Louise. We'll pass it on to Robert when he gets back.
I'll be back. Later.
Okay. Nice leopard socks.
Bye bye.
Oh man.
Dude, I gotta be honest.
She just said I'll
good.
Be back later. Why did you tell her no?
What am I gonna? Because it was her leaving.
Ran its course at that point, so we couldn't just.
What have you
again.
Done to her that she is so smitten with you?
Have you made love to her?
No. I helped her move her television. She got a new television. And she had it delivered and didn't want to pay for them to take it up the couple steps, so I helped take it into her apartment and set it up for her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Somewhere
and that's
in
it.
Between there, she fell in love with him.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Brian, do you think if people kill themselves, they go to hell? You grew up in a Catholic tradition. right?
I did.
So that means that that's a resounding
rooted,
yes.
Rooted deeply.
They
no.
would say that. You go ahead.
They would say that. You're asking my opinion?
I'm asking your opinion.
No, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah. And by the way, I grew up in a Catholic tradition too.
Man, that's a scary church. Like, with all due respect, they definitely...
The Catholic? Yeah, oh, yeah, I know.
They make you fearful.
Yeah. Well, what about you?
Do I think... I worry about hell.
You believe in hell.
I just worry about it. I feel really bad about myself sometimes. And like,
yeah.
When people are upset with me, I'm like, I'm going to hell.
Mm. Mm. And what does that look like in your mind, hell?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look
like
anything.
The skin, the gnashing no, not of teeth, the, burn. The pulling it's not of like, hair, that whole
it's
thing.
It's not that. It's just like God being like, what the fuck did you do?
Mm. Yeah.
And just bitch slapping me forever.
For eternity.
Just for eternity. I don't know why. Like that, I don't know. It's such madness. But I was... It was madness that was plugged into my brain at such an early and
that's
like vulnerable age.
That's the point of it. The point of it is to make you
scared.
Regret and to keep you scared and keep you on a path that is righteous.
Well, I'm certainly not on a righteous path at
all.
Well,
it's one that's supposed to be better for society. Right. That's the point of it.
What if the reality is, maybe there is a place called hell or wherever that's the place where bad souls, quote unquote, go to. But what if when you get there, it's akin to the four seasons in Bora Bora, where you're in these little grass huts with glass floors that overlook a sparkling blue ocean where you can fish for your own food and the life is simple.
Do you have a point, or are you just describing a really nice hotel right now?
I really love that place. I want to go to it. But what I'm saying is, my point is, what if that is what hell is?
Well, then that's not hell,
then
Brian.
What if?
That's right. But what if that's what it really ends up being?
What's your point?
My point is, what if it's something that you don't think it is? It's whatever concept in your mind you want it to be.
And in my mind, it doesn't exist. Mm. So
and in my mind, it's the four seasons.
Brian, what do you think? Bora Bora. Do you think there's a hell?
Do I think there is a hell? No.
So what do you guide yourself on?
Just doing what is right for the human condition.
That's the biggest pile of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Why?
No, you know, there's truth in what he said.
Yeah, it is true.
It is the better way to live. I mean, instead of living out of a fear of reprisal or fear of
something that we don't know, we don't know what's going to happen once that big white light comes and guides us to the
who is this guy in the sky that's so angry too, that's sending us all to hell? Like he's
no
it's a
one.
Big setup.
I don't think it is. I don't
like
think he is.
If that's the case, I just want to be like, man, it's a God. What are you doing? You're setting us up. You're just it's like a big setup. It's a big like
a trap.
It's like
Admiral
a zoo.
Akbar.
Yeah, it's like
a trap.
Yeah, right. Like right. He's like, let's put him down there. Mm. They'll have no actual memory of heaven or hell. They'll be without help or guidance from any sort of divine source. I won't say anything, but I'm going to judge the fuck out of them.
I'm going to judge the fuck out. And let's
and
be honest. Okay,
if
so
they
so
blow it and make mistakes like I've programmed them to do,
yeah.
I'm going to throw them in a pit of fire to burn for eternity.
Well,
like, who is that guy?
But according to religion, he sent Jesus down to tell us how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
He sent many prophets down to tell us how to do it right, including the Ten Commandments. Which you know, we're
to
never
me,
anyway,
okay, so use the Ten Commandments. That to me is doing what's right by the human condition.
Okay.
Basic things. Just treat people with respect.
Right.
Do that. That's essentially what the Ten Commandments is. Mm-hmm. And the idea of burning in hell, then say I go and burn in hell for eternity. So what? That's then my reality.
Yeah, but
it's just what is. Like, is it pain? Well, pain just becomes my reality, so it's not a bad thing.
No, but just to say that, oh, you know what, that's going to be my reality, that's no way to actually live life. It's like
yeah.
saying, you know what, if I kill somebody and go to prison, well, prison's going to be my reality.
I'll just get used to
I'm
it.
I'm just going
to
go. It's like, no.
Hell
no, if
sucks.
You really believed in hell, then yes, you are going to be afraid of hell, and you are going to try to do things to prevent you going there.
Yeah,
and those things, depending on what religion you're in, will entail being kind to people, being kind to yourself, killing people who don't believe in your God, or paying money to your church. What every religion has their set of rules to make sure you don't go to the bad place.
It's all fear-based. Let me ask you guys a legitimate question. Answer if you can. I don't know if I even can.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really afraid of? Robert, you're answering the door this time.
I can't answer
well,
the
I just
door.
Asked an awesome question. We're going to get into some real shit. And all of a sudden, for Christ, all of a sudden, here she is. I'm coming back to this question. Now
okay,
go answer
okay.
the door.
All right. Hello, hello, Louise. Hi.
Hola, Roberto.
Hi. I got the pie. I got the pie. Greg's here.
Was it delicious? Did you have a piece of pie?
No, we haven't had a chance. You literally were here like minutes ago.
Did you have a piece of the pie?
No,
it's still right here. I got it. Look at nothing's here. Out of it.
Yep.
Lucky charms are still on top.
Yep, okay. All the lucky charms. You picked out the marshmallows, though. That was interesting.
It just looks like cat food.
Yeah.
It's not cat food, al gato. Hey, funny.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. We're kind of in the middle of something, so if you could take
you
off.
You look good today.
What happened to the left side of your hair? It's all burned off.
Shh.
It's
quiet. It's silencio time. Roberto.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you try the pie?
Definitely not yet. So I gotta go here. Could you take your foot out between
Robert,
the door here?
Will you please? I'm trying. Dismiss
Brian.
Her.
I'm trying, Brian.
Out
could you move your foot, please?
Bye, Louise.
Could you move your foot.
Okay.
Just move your foot.
Bye, Louise.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Amazing.
You have no boundaries with that chick.
Really is amazing.
What do you mean no boundaries?
You must
I closed
have made
the door.
Love to her.
No, I helped her with her TV.
Yeah.
I think you slept.
What's your question, Brian?
All right. What are you truly fearful of? Greg, go first.
Mm. I'm truly fearful of living a life that causes harm and that I end up in hell.
Wow. So you are afraid of hell?
Kind of, yeah.
So you believe that hell is a burning pit of fire and that...
I don't believe in a burning pit of fire. I just feel like, what if I blow it?
Okay. And what does that entail? What does that mean?
I don't know. Because here's the thing, like... Mm-hmm. Everyone was saying Jesus was blowing it when Jesus was around. Jesus definitely totally blew it. He ended up on a fucking cross getting crucified. That doesn't look good. Like, if I ended up on a cross crucified because of the things that I said, most people would agree Greg blew it on a huge level.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be like the poster of, you know, sign up with Jesus.
Yeah.
This is where you'll end up.
It's not. Right. So, I mean, there's a very – I'm a smart person, so I know that there are a billion infinite – reasons and possibilities why that is not an effective way to live my life. Mm-hmm. But in my darker moments, I definitely have that. Like I've had just had some moments in my life where I don't feel particularly good about myself. And I'm like, wow, what? Am I a bad person? And when people say that you're a bad person, that's kind of a weird thing. And so I don't know.
I think that's just living life. That happens to everybody.
My dad says you can't please everyone.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's very true.
You can't. And why would you want to?
I wouldn't want to, but I'm just saying, like, I just want to feel good about myself. I get a little bit, like, I think I give people more power than they should have, I think. Mm-hmm. And so, because I respect people so
people's
much.
People's opinion of
you.
Yeah. You give
so
power
I give
to that.
Power to that and I think lose myself sometimes.
Is it,
what other
now, hold
people
on a second. Is it
me.
You, I don't know, if is it you giving people, you respect people too much or you... You is it more you wanting to look good for people?
Probably both. I mean, probably looking good. I mean, you know, definitely always, you know, looking good is a big thing for all of us humans, and me included. But it's also because I love people. I do respect people, so I want people to like me.
It's amazing how caught up we get with wanting to look good for people. Sometimes I spend 10, 20 minutes in front of a mirror. Being like, I don't like good enough.
You didn't
to go
do that
out.
Today, did you?
No. And then I'll see pictures of myself, or I'll be out in the world, and I'll see videos, or I'll listen back on what we do here, and I'm like, that's not right.
That's not right.
No, well, you know what? That's you got a really good point there, where you those moments in life where you are not self-aware can be just beautiful. Where you aren't aware of you know, the way you look or of all these little things you're thinking about, critiquing yourself or critiquing the situation.
That really, to me, is the essence of what should be. All of it should be that.
It should.
But we get caught up filtering.
We do. So
you know what I started to do?
What's that?
I learned transcendental meditation. So I started to meditate twice a day.
Can you just give us a quick example of what...
Why are you both laughing? No. I'm trying to do something positive for my life so I don't burn in hell for eternity.
You could give us a quick example of what transcendental meditation is, please.
Yeah, please.
I can't give you a quick example. It's something that you have to do. Like, I can't tell you what I don't even know what transcendental meditation is. What is meditation? Yeah. So it's meditation, and it's based on a mantra.
And it's not even – this is not self-reflection time, is it?
No, no,
it's
no.
Literally just clear your mind.
Yep.
Clear your mind.
Yeah. Sit and calm and do whatever. Whatever comes up, comes up.
Where do you sit?
I have a couple places that I've been sitting. I sat in my truck and did it the other day.
Driving while you were
Yeah,
driving?
I just meditated down the 405 for 20 minutes. Fucking, my truck was on fire by the end, but it was still running, and I felt peaceful. But I do it on my couch. I do it in a chair in my bedroom sometimes. Those are the two places.
Are you wearing clothes when this happens?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do it first thing in the morning and then in the afternoon or in the evening. Mm. But for me, because like I said, clearly my mind works very fast and hard all day long.
That's what she said.
Hey-o. So I just have realized that I can benefit from some calming techniques in my life. And I've done some meditation before, but I never had a technique that I could kind of stick with because most of them were so complicated. And I found real benefit from prayer and stuff like that when I do that consistently. So I just found this technique. It's a good technique. It's cool. It's cool. And it's simple, you know?
Well, what is literally the technique? Sit and clear your mind.
It's not clear your mind. You get a mantra and basically you're
Say your mantra as in you say something. You repeat something.
Yeah. And you get a specific mantra that you can never tell anyone.
Really?
And, yeah. I can never speak it out loud.
Is this in English or is it in like Tibetan?
It's like a ancient.
And where do you get this?
From a person who learned, there's like a whole lineage
of people who are authorized to give them.
And yours is unique to you?
Who does that then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I should talk to them.
Yeah. And so yours is unique to you. Yours would be different than mine. You would never tell me yours. I would never tell you mine.
Yeah, but I'd tell you.
Do you know what yours means?
Yes.
And is that part of the importance of the mantra?
Well, it means nothing. I know why I have mine.
Yeah.
There's a course that I took along with getting the mantra.
Okay.
I know why I have mine, but it's a meaningless mantra.
So it could be like chicken soup.
Right. It could be. That's my mantra, chicken soup. It could be. It's not about that. It's a different, you know, it's just
about.
Yeah,
it's what it means to you or something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a sound. It has a sound quality. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so I've started doing that.
And you're
why
saying
am I talking
this,
about this?
Are you saying this internally?
By now.
Internally, yeah.
What do you mean, why are you talking about it? We asked you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I asked you what you were afraid of.
Oh, yeah. So afraid of, that was what I was afraid of, and this is something that I'm doing to help combat the fear. Because I feel like fear, really, for me, is more unused mind bullets that are just sort of swimming around.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to allow to rule your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So Robert, are you afraid of anything?
Nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
What are you afraid of?
Living a life without love and happiness, I'd say.
Oh, boy. Isn't that the truth? I honestly think that that's what the basic fear of every human being is that.
Yeah, and I think mine could go under that umbrella because if I was at the end of my life feeling like, well, I had no love or happiness,
no love,
I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Being alone.
Yep. I think that's what, exactly. Being alone is a huge thing. And we replace, you know, people who are alone, like not with somebody, they do things, you know, they have a social network online that they've replaced the actual physical companionship with somebody. With.
Yeah, they have Match.com accounts.
But to truly be alone?
Harmony, eHarmony account.
Yeah, those things.
Robert's talking.
Sure. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
So you're saying that fear is a modern day reaction to that fear is the online social networking.
I think it's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe it's made it a little easier for people. You know, like, for example, World of Warcraft. For a population that they tend to be a little more socially awkward.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're in smaller groups. They tend to meet in smaller groups and so on and so forth. Before, pre-World of Warcraft, you had Dungeons and Dragons with your four friends, and you'd get together and you'd do that until one of them left or whatever. You'd get a couple more friends, whatever. It's created a community that has really helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I don't play World of Warcraft, but I mean that I look at it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, like Second Life as well. The people who are just miserable in their everyday life, they go home, they can log on, and they have this companionship with people that we don't see as real, but they see as absolutely real.
It's true.
And, yeah, and a lot more than they would have without it.
Absolutely.
You know...
So does it replace it? I think it certainly does for some people.
And that movie, that documentary that came out last year, Catfish, I think drives home that point too pretty hard. Have you guys seen that movie?
No. What are you afraid of, Brian? Hurry up.
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm afraid of heights.
No, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of planes. I'm afraid of Mount Everest.
Okay.
I'm afraid of deep water.
Thanks
submarines.
For opening up. Well...
You want to know what I'm afraid of, Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me.
Well, I mean, I'd answer it.
No, I'm going to end the show.
Tell us quick.
Yep. She will
tell
keep
us
knocking.
Quickly.
How can I tell you quickly? You guys
tell
went
us
out
quickly. Of, tell us what you're afraid of.
I'm afraid of a lot of it. All right, that's it. I'm getting in the door. Yes, Louise?
I just wanted to tell Robert I made him another piece of pie.
An individual piece of pie?
Hello, Gregory.
Hey, Louise.
This is what I'm afraid of.
Look, Louise, I appreciate you wanting to bring Robert gifts over, but we're in the middle of something.
We're going
to
wrap it up.
And if you want, Robert's going to be done in like 10 minutes or so.
I'll wait here.
No. I don't want you to wait here. Wait
on the veranda.
I'll just keep my foot inside the door.
No. Keep your foot inside the door.
Just slam the door against
just,
it.
I have to ask you to wait outside.
Slam
please,
the door.
I have to wait.
Slam
the door. Just
slam
shut the door.
I don't want you.
Slam it.
Please shut
it.
My foot is in the door.
Slam
the door. But my
teach her a lesson. She's got the leopard.
Slam the door.
That was a slam.
Quick.
That was a slam. What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
Man. So much. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Girard.
Yep.
Yeah. We'll pick up with this some other time.
Will we?
I doubt
perhaps.
It.
I seriously doubt it.
He'll avoid it.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah, we are!
Yay!
We love you.
Boo.
No.
Robert.
I'm leaving
no.
right now.
Robert.
No.
Get the
I'm
door.
Leaving right
no.
now.
No. Robert, get the door. I'm going out the window.
Robert, get the door.
Bye.
Robert, get the door.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and I want loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless. Cause everyone to a winner.